It doesn't matter if you go down the keto path or if you buy into something like Herbalife or somewhere, they all work, right? They all work in the sense that they help you lose weight initially. But the big thing that they've all got in common is they all normally go tits up. Welcome back to the Fit Dad Revolution Show. We're going to talk about today, we're going to talk about diets, all right? We're going to talk about why diets are shit. All right, so let's kind of have a look at what I mean by diets first and foremost, all right? So the word diets is a funny thing. In recent times, man, that's been really screwed over by the whole health and fitness industry, or the weight loss industry more specifically, right? Everybody's hopping on a diet in order to lose weight. So here's the thing, man. Everybody has a diet, all right? It doesn't matter like who you are. Everybody has a diet. Your diet is just the food that you eat, all right? But this whole movement that we've kind of adopted for losing weight is, you know, we look at it as we need to go on a diet in order to lose weight, all right? So here's the thing with diets, man. Most of these things, most of these diets that are out there are all out there to make money. to put it quite bluntly, man, a lot of them just are out there to make money. You know, I mean, some of them are not, man. Some of them you can get involved in without having to pay a penny, I get that. But some of the kind of big branded ones where you've got to buy their products and you've got to do all this kind of shit, they're out there to make money. Like, if you look at the big ones like Slim World and Weight Watchers, of course, man, it's only like £5 a pop to go and get yourself weighed on a Tuesday afternoon by Big Jenny, all right? But you've got to then go and spend a fortune buying all their shit. So you go and buy all the Weight Watchers or all the Slim and Model shit because you think that's what's going to help you lose weight. But if you look at it, it's got the same calories as the normal shit, then the normal shit costs half the price. So, you know, these companies, a lot of these companies are just out there to make money, man. They couldn't give two hoots whether you lose weight or not, right? And more often than not, when you hop into any of these diets, what generally happens? Yeah, okay, sure, you'll lose a bit of weight, but you very rarely stick it, man, and you normally gain weight right back, like, shortly after. And it then just becomes a whole pointless process, and you've got to do the whole thing all over again. And, you know, more often than not, you're going to start doing the same thing again because it was working initially, all right? But when you take that approach to things, you end up just going round and round and round and round and round in circles, all right? So what I do want to kind of say before I kind of go any further than this, like, I'm not a massive fan of all these kind of different diets. I'm not a big advocate of them at all. I could see them all far enough, and I really wish that people would stop hopping into them because it's causing more problems than it is solving. But here's the thing with all these diets. It doesn't matter whether it's a paid one that you buy into, or whether you go down the keto keto path. That's what I was trying to say. We're going to say bandwagon, but I came out with band. I don't know what I was going to say. So it doesn't matter if you go down the keto path, or if you buy into something like Herbalife or somewhere, they all work, right? They all work in the sense that they help you lose weight initially. But the big thing that they've all got in common is they all normally go tits up, right? It's only a very small portion of people that can actually maintain what they achieve with these things over a long period of time. Most people fall off track after maybe 3 weeks, 4 weeks, maybe a couple of months, when they get to a point where they realise it's just shit. They're not enjoying it, they're hating their life, they're having to cut out a lot of the food they really enjoy eating, and it's just, they can't keep it going. Right? They end up having a donut and it's like massive implosion. Right? Everything goes tits up. They then have another 10 donuts, plus a kebab, then a Chinese. They wash it down with a bottle of Iron Brew. If you're not from the UK or from Scotland, Iron Brew is like our national drink. they then end up just gaining loads of weight back. All right, so it ends up just being this complete waste of time. You've not really made any real progress, and you're just more stuck than ever before. All right, so when we look at that approach, yes, they do work, but do they really work? Right, if you've got to keep on going back and doing them again and again and again, do they really work? All right, so that's where I've got a massive problem with the diet industry or the health industry, when it's trying to kind of sell you a product that they don't really give a shit if you make progress or not. Right, as long as you keep coming back and paying your money again and again and again and again, it lines their pockets. All right, so so let's look at the kind of the next approach that people will take. Right, when they don't buy into a paid fatty diet, and they just try and think, you know what, I'm just going to start eating clean, I'm going to eat healthy, I'm going to just reduce my calories. So that's awesome, that's really great. But people do this in one of two ways, all right? Again, they take the really extreme approach where they'll just restrict everything they eat and they'll eat a really boring, bland diet. You know, they'll have like salads for lunch. There's nothing wrong with a salad, I quite like a salad. But like, they'll just have a really boring salad for lunch, then they'll maybe just have chicken and vegetables for their dinner with maybe a wee scoop of rice. and it tastes like shit. All right, they think that chocolate bars and donuts and kebabs and things are all off limits. They can't have that kind of stuff. Like, I mustn't have that. I can't eat that. I can never eat that stuff. I'm trying to lose weight. I'm on a diet. I mustn't eat that stuff. But then if you do eat it, it ends up being a massive problem because you think you've ruined all your progress. All right, you end up being in this guilt trap where you've maybe been doing really well for a few weeks, but then you have a bit of a slip. You fall into the guilt trap and then all of a sudden you're back in that big spiral again. All right, so massive restriction where you cut out all the foods you want or all the foods you enjoy, again, it doesn't really work. All right, it normally leads to a binge later on down the line, right? More often than not. And then the other approach that we take is where people just completely slash their calories and they eat next to nothing, right? So, like, you know, I speak to some men sometimes that tell me they're eating like 800 calories or, you know, sometimes like 1,500, 1,200 to 1,500, which is great, but again, it's not sustainable, man. For the most part, that shit's going to leave you really hungry, all right? If you're eating that low amount of calories, you're normally going to find that you'll be absolutely starving. If you're skipping meals for breakfast and skipping your lunch, or you're maybe having like really, really small meals, you're going through the course of the day and you're absolutely famished, you might be able to keep that going for a certain period of time, but then you're going to get to a weekend or you're going to get, you know, 3 weeks down the line, whatever, and you're going to want to inhale a Chinese. And it'll probably not be a small Chinese, man. You'll probably get absolutely everything, all right? And then you'll end up in this binge and restrict sort of cycle where you cut things out through the week or you restrict your calories so massively through the week, and then you go and overconsume massively at the weekend, which is going to put you into an overall calorie surplus over the course of the weekend, all right? So regardless of what kind of approach you take, these things are all, they've all got a massive flaw in the sense that they're not sustainable. All right, now let's just kind of, just to kind of go into the kind of calorie restriction aspect just a little bit deeper for a wee second. And this is why this is not, you know, if you look at calorie restrictions, one of the things that I promote to my clients, I've got two ways of working with clients when I work with them. We either get them on calorie count straight away, where we give them a calorie amount to hit and a protein amount to hit. As long as they hit those two numbers, then we're pretty golden. Some people don't want to count calories. If you've got serious relationship issues with food where you start counting calories and it becomes obsessive, then that's not going to be a good approach for you. So we need to look at how we portion your food properly and actually give you a framework to follow that takes the stress away from all that and actually gives you a good understanding of how to eat properly. Right? There's a couple of different ways we can look at that. But if we look at this from a calorie counting perspective, if I just say to you, right, okay, you're going to eat 1,200 or, you know, up to 1,500 calories as a guy, as a man, all right? For some women, that might be okay if you're a bit on the smaller side, depending on activity levels and all that kind of stuff. When you restrict your calories to such a low point where you're not eating a great deal of calories, there's a couple of things that are going to go on, right? Of course, you're going to lose weight, man, because, you know, you'll maybe hear these people that talk about getting into starvation mode. Like, oh, I ate really low calories, but my body went into starvation mode, so I gained fat. That's a load of shite. That doesn't exist, right? That's not a thing. If that was a thing, we would have a bunch of Ethiopians that were fucking morbidly obese, right? That's not the case. It's not the case. These people are starving. They're absolutely famished because they're not eating enough calories, all right? But here's what happens, man. When you restrict your calories massively, for most people, they're probably not doing it the right way. They're probably not getting the right balance of food. So they're not going to be anywhere near enough protein that they need to eat. So when you then go and, you know, when you restrict your calories so in such a massive way and you're not getting the right amount of protein. Protein is the nutrient that we use to build and maintain muscle. So if you're going to the gym and you're working out and you're lifting weights, if you're not eating the right amount of protein, you're not going to build muscle. It's just not going to happen. We need to make sure we're eating the right amount of protein in order to feed the stimulus. So muscle growth comes because of stimulus. So when we lift weights, when we push ourselves in the gym, that starts that kind of muscle building process. We then need to give the body protein to feed that process, to help it along the way, all right? If we're not getting the right amount of protein, that's just never going to happen. But if you're not lifting weights, if you're just doing it from a dietary perspective and say you're going out walking, or maybe, like, heaven forbid, you think that running's the way to go, right? This is not me shitting on running. You know, running's a great tool to use, but it's just not the most efficient for fat loss. And it actually ties in perfectly to what I'm about to speak about. When you restrict your calories to such a massive level where you're hardly eating anything at all, you're probably not taking anywhere near enough protein. You're also not taking enough calories for your body, which means you're going to be tired, you're going to be hungry, you're not fueling your body the right way, so you're probably not going to be as active as you normally would if you were eating more calories, all right? It's like a car with no fuel. If you don't put fuel in a car, it's not going to move, all right? I'm not likening the body to a car because there's nothing like a car, but it's a very simple analogy for you to think about. If you don't fuel your car, it ain't going to move. If you don't fuel your body properly, you're probably not going to get the best out of it. So if you just massively restrict your calories and cut everything down, all right, let's take away from the fact that you're going to be really hungry, you'll probably binge. Let's move away from that and just talk about if you're able to maintain that long term. What then tends to happen is because you're moving a little bit less, you're not moving your body as much as you could be throughout the course of the day, and you're eating less calories than your body needs, your metabolism starts to slow down. It starts to naturally slow down. And if you're not eating enough protein on top of that, you're not then going to maintain the muscle mass you have. So yes, while you're maybe going to lose weight, you're not only going to lose weight from body fat, the initial weight you're going to lose when you first start that approach is going to be water weight. You're going to lose weight really quick. It's probably going to be water weight. It's not probably, it's going to be water weight, right? That first sort of 5 up to 10 pounds that you lose really fast over the first few weeks, it's almost always water weight. There will be a bit of body fat in there for sure, but if you're not eating also the right amount of protein, you're not giving your body what it needs, and you're not doing something to stimulate muscle growth, you're probably going to lose a bit of muscle mass in there, which means your metabolism, like I said, is starting to decline, it's starting to come down, all right? We want to be maintaining and building as much muscle as we possibly can so that we can increase our metabolic rate. So what then happens? We've just gone through this process where you've dieted down, you think you're doing really well, you're restricting your calories, you're starving, you're famished, you're like, oh my fucking God. But your metabolism started to come down, you're moving a little bit less, and then all of a sudden you hit that weekend where you think, fucking hell, I can't take this. I need to have a Chinese. I need to have an Indian. I need to inhale a pizza, like whatever it may be. I mean, let's be honest, man, it's not probably going to stop at that one meal. You'll probably have some ice cream, you'll probably have some juice to go with it, or maybe a few beers. Then the following day, you'll maybe have a cooked breakfast, and you'll maybe have a couple of bits of chocolate with the kids. You'll maybe have a McDonald's for lunch. All right, so that one little cheat meal that you've had on a Saturday night or a Friday night, whenever you have it, turns into a weekend of nonsense. All right, so you end up then massively over-consuming food. Now, because you've gone through this process and your metabolic rate has started to reduce because it's adapted to what you've been doing, you're then in a position that it doesn't really take a lot for you to massively overeat. You put yourself into a massive surplus, and then you start to gain weight. And all of a sudden, you look at this and go, oh, shit, man, I'm not losing weight. I'm restricting my calories. I'm not eating all that much. I must have to cut my calories again. So it then becomes a race to the bottom where you're then just slashing calories, but you're never ever going to get anywhere. Right? You're never ever going to, you're farting against thunder. Right, so there's only so low you can cut your calories before you hit a point where you're just going to have to starve yourself. Right, that's not where we want to be, and nobody's going to hit that point because we've got food readily available. Right, you're not going to hit that point where you hit starvation because you're going to go and eat. But then when you then go and stuff your face, you're probably going to stick some weight on. So you're then going to just look at it as another thing that's failed you, another thing that hasn't worked. All right, so a much more sensible approach to take, and then just to kind of bolt onto that as well. This is where running can be problematic for people if they go this extreme starvation approach or this extreme calorie cutting approach, and then on top of that they go out and they start pounding the pavements. They're burning up loads of calories. They're burning loads of calories when they go out and do the exercise, and in addition to the fact that when I spoke about not eating enough protein, not eating enough calories, you're going to start to pare down muscle mass. When you go out and run as well, your body's going to start taking away the tissues that it feels it doesn't need. All right, at that point in time, you're going to get, your body doesn't feel like it needs all that extra muscle, so it's going to start to kind of pare that down. This is why we end up seeing people being quite skinny fat. Right, they've maybe got a small frame, but then they've got a wee podgy belly and a set of man tits. Right, because they're not doing the things that the body really needs to actually maximize, first and foremost, the right kind of weight loss, more so fat loss than weight loss, but also to kind of build and maintain muscle, which as we get older is massively, massively important. We need to maintain as much muscle as we possibly can and then possibly build upon that. Right? Not just for the fact of keeping our bodies looking strong, but it's also really good for your bone health as well. All right, so a much, much better approach instead of just absolutely slashing your calories right down as low as you can. What we need to do, the first thing we need to do, and one of the first things I do with our clients is we get them to a maintenance point. Let's find out where you're maintaining weight. Like, and if you're in a situation that your weight hasn't gone up or down for the last 6 months, you're probably in a maintenance, so that's cool, man. But we probably have a need to have a look at what you're doing diet-wise and start to switch a few things around. So instead of us starting to cut calories away, one of the first things we do with our clients is we get them to add more food in, right? Which sounds really counterintuitive. You're going to look at me and think, why would I add more food in? That's not going to help me. I want to lose weight, right? But I don't just mean by eating like another pizza or another cheeseburger. I mean, we look at your diets. You're like, where in your meals, where in your day can we start to add in more protein? Can we get you eating more protein at breakfast time? Like if you're having a big bowl of Cheerios for your breakfast, or maybe a bowl of porridge, yeah, cool, man, porridge is super healthy. But there's not a lot of protein there. So can we switch out the porridge and get you having something that's a bit more like heavily protein focused, like some maybe Greek yogurt and a protein shake, or Greek yogurt and a couple of eggs, or like, you know, whatever it may be, just to give you that more protein heavy meal. All right, let's kind of front load your day with protein. Let's get you started on the right foot. Then from there, how can we add some protein into your lunch? Instead of having that big greasy sausage sandwich that you had from the burger van at your work, can we maybe just get you taking in a chicken wrap? you know, like prep at home, taking a chicken wrap with you, so you've got it's still a bit lower in calories, but because you're adding more protein, the overall volume of food is going to be a little bit more, right? Because you'll be able to eat more for the same calories. Instead of that sausage sandwich, you'll be able to eat more for the same calories than you would with the chicken wrap than you would with the sausage sandwich, right? I'm just using these as an example. I'm not saying that's what you do eat, all right? But let's look at where we can start adding more volume to your food while still keeping the calories on the lower side. All right. Then the same with your evening meal. Where how can we change your evening meal to add in more protein? Right? The next thing we'd look at is how can we add in more veg? Can we get you eating more veg? You know, maybe some salad with your lunch. Like I know I spoke about salad earlier on. So, you know, you're just eating salad, it's boring. You can make salad exciting. You don't have to eat a boring salad. All right, but can you have like a buffalo chicken salad and a couple of slices of toast? Do you know what I mean? Something to make it a little bit more kind of interesting. For your dinner, can we add in a whole pile of broccoli or maybe cut down on the chips or cut down on the potatoes or whatever you would normally have? Like, start to reduce those other things, but increase your protein intake, increase your veg intake. And what then tends to happen is we don't eat any more calories than we were eating before. In fact, we probably eat slightly less. So if you're already eating at maintenance, if you weren't gaining weight, you weren't losing weight, you were just kind of staying the same all the time, you're already eating at maintenance. Your calories are where they need to be. But by us just adding in more protein, adding in more veg, and slightly reducing the other things, you'll naturally see that the overall volume of food you get to eat is going to be more. So you're not going to be hungry, you're not going to be starving yourself, you're going to feel full, you're going to feel satisfied, but you're going to start to reduce your calorie intake. But instead of slashing it down to 1,500, let's say you're eating 2,500 calories. So all of a sudden we start to just change things around. We just start to adjust your protein intake, start to adjust your veg intake, get to eat more of that kind of stuff while reducing everything else just a wee bit. We then take your overall calorie intake from 2,500 maybe down to 2,200. So we've just cut that by 300 calories. Now let's say you're having a couple of juices through the day or maybe some really sugary coffees. Can we then start to reduce the coffees and get you drinking more water? Right? Can we get you to reduce the fizzy juice and start drinking more water? When we do that again, provided you're not just drinking juice zero, because there's like next to no calories in that anyway. But if you were drinking like fizzy pop, fizzy juice that's got a load of calories, like a big pint of iron brew every day, by reducing a bit of that and then drinking more water, you're naturally starting to reduce the calories there. So we might then take you down to 2,000, which still sounds like a drastic cut from 2,500 to 2,000, but that 500 calorie reduction is probably going to be all you need. You don't need to go down to 1,500 calories. Now, what you're going to notice when you do this is you're going to have more energy. You're not going to be starving all the time because the volume of food that you're eating is much, much higher than the volume of food you're eating when you slash yourself down to 1,500, especially when we get the balance right and get you eating more protein. Then from there, you're going to have the urge to want to be more active, all right? You're going to feel more energetic. So if you're already walking at 1,500, cool, man, you might be able to walk a little bit more. But you might then find as well that when you get home from work, instead of like, oh, I've done my steps, I'm knackered now, when I sit down and just chill out, you might feel a bit more inclined to get up and do something. You might want to go and play with the kids, or you might think, do you know what, man, I quite fancy doing some resistance training. I'm going to do some push-ups and some pull-ups. Or if you've got a gym membership, I'm going to start going to the gym, man. I feel really good. My motivation's getting a bit higher. I feel more energetic. Right? Because here's the thing, man. Everybody comes to me and tells me they've not got motivation to start working out or start exercising. But then I look at the calories they're intaking, and they're either eating really, really shit food all the time. And I'm not saying there's anything wrong with having like a McDonald's or a pizza or anything like that. I love all that stuff. Not so much McDonald's, it's shite. But I like a pizza. I like a Chinese takeaway. I just don't eat it all the time, because if I do, it makes me feel like crap the next day. All right, so if your diet's made up of really shit food all the time, like loads of chocolate, loads of biscuits, loads of really deep, heavy fried food, you're not going to feel the best the next day. Your energy levels are going to plummet. Or if you're starving yourself and you're putting yourself on a really low calorie diet and you're thinking, I want to work out, but I have no motivation, I just can't be arsed, I have no motivation. It's because your energy's in the toilet. Let's get your energy levels back up, and then from there we can start to work on the motivation thing, because I've got my own theories around motivation. There's things that we need to do to make sure that we're getting the best. I don't even know what I'm trying to say. So we're not just relying on the motivation thing, all right? So we actually put ourselves in a position to do stuff even when we don't feel motivated. Right? I've got strategies around that. And I've actually done a podcast on this, I think, 2 weeks ago. So if you go back and listen to that, I speak all about how to get motivated when you just can't be arsed, all right? But a big part of that is going to be your energy levels. So if your diet's really shit and you're eating really shit food, your energy levels are going to be in the toilet. Or if you're starving yourself and you're not eating enough food, your energy levels are going to be in the toilet. So you'll struggle to find that motivation to get yourself moving. Once you bring the energy up, you're naturally going to start to feel, I feel like I've got more energy, I can do things, I can actually go and start doing whatever. Whether it's going to the gym, playing with the kids, going for a run, like whatever it may be, you'll naturally start to find that your motivation's that'll be a bit higher. All right, and the beauty of this as well is because you're not eating such a massively restricted calorie diet, you're not going to see those big adaptations when it comes to your metabolism, all right? Especially because you're eating enough protein, so you're going to maintain what muscle mass you've got. You're eating enough protein to keep your metabolic rate up. In addition to that as well, the more protein you eat, your body's got what's called, each food's got what's called the thermic effect of food, which is just the body's, the rate that the body burns food, right? The amount of calories the body uses to burn food. When you eat more protein, your body has to work a lot harder to burn and digest protein. So naturally it starts to, it uses more calories, so it's naturally starting to increase your metabolic rate, right? So not only going to maintain muscle mass, which keeps your metabolism firing properly anyway, you're going to get a bit of an increase just by eating protein on its own. So making sure that you get enough of that in your diet is absolutely vital. Right, and this is why starving yourself and restricting your calories massively is never a good idea. Right, so when we take you down that sort of maybe 300 to 500 calorie deficit, that then puts you in a position where you're going to be steadily losing weight. And you might not lose every week, man, and that's totally cool. All right, people look at this and think, oh, I need to be losing every single week. There's some weeks, especially if you're lifting weights, there's some weeks where you might not lose weight, man. The scale might go up, but your inches are coming down and your muscle mass is getting more and you're getting stronger in the gym. That's a good sign, man. That means you're burning fat, but you're actually gaining muscle at the same time. So that's a really good sign, all right? So like, don't always just rely on that number on the scale, but that's a story for a different podcast. I like to digress on these things. I go off in tangents. I should have notes so I can keep myself on track. But yeah, so when we hit this sort of 500 calorie deficit, you're not, your body's not going to have a massive adaptation. You're not going to go through this massive adaptation. And then in addition to that, you're not going to be starving. So you're probably not going to have the same desire to go away and binge. All right. You're not going to want to go and stuff yourself. It's like, oh, I'm really, really hungry. I'm going to go and stuff my face. I'm going to inhale all the pizza and all the Chinese. You're not going to have the urge to do that. All right. Because you're actually feeding your body properly. You're giving your body what it needs. Now, another massive aspect of this that I have to really emphasize is, you know, when I work with any of our clients, we don't restrict in any way, all right? So if we want to have pizza on a Tuesday, man, we have pizza on a Tuesday, all right? If we want to have a bit of chocolate, we have a bit of chocolate. Because like I said at the start, man, if you're cutting everything out your diet and all the things that you love out your diet and removing them completely, you'll maybe last that for so long, but it's only going to be a matter of time before it goes tits up and you'll want to binge on these things because you've just cut them out, all right? It's a natural thing. It's like if you say to her, I've got a five-year-old daughter, man, if you don't know already, I've got a five-year-old girl, and if I say to her, Cameron, don't do this, what's the first thing she does? Like every time, man, if there's a big red button, I say, don't push that button or we'll all blow up. She'll be like, cool, dad, cool. The minute I turn my back, she'll be like, like straight away. Like every time. I told her the other week, we pulled something out of the oven, and I said, great, Cameron, whatever you do, don't touch that because it's really hot and you'll burn yourself and it'll be really sore. Okay, dad. 2 minutes later, hands right on it. Did you think I was lying? All right, so inside you, you've got one of those little people. And if I say to you, right, you cannot eat chocolate, you cannot drink beer, you cannot eat pizza, and you can't eat Chinese, the only thing you're going to be thinking about is chocolate, beer, pizza, Chinese. Oh my God. And you'll do all right for a few weeks, but then all of a sudden, somebody will order a Chinese and you'll be sitting next to them and you'll have to have one. All right, but you'll not just order a wee one, you'll order the biggest thing going because you think, well, if I have it now, I might as well make the most of it because I'm not going to have that again on Monday. All right, that's why if you open a packet of biscuits and you've got this belief in your head that you can't have any biscuits, you're not stopping at one biscuit. You're going to eat the whole packet because in your head you think, well, I can't leave these sitting now because if I leave them sitting, I'm going to want one another day. I might as well eat the whole packet now, get it out the way, and then I can start again on Monday. I'll start back to starvation again on Monday. I can start restricting that. But that'll probably not stop there either, man. You'll probably have the packet of biscuits and you'll think you've ruined your progress. So then you'll go, fuck it. You'll hit that big red fuck it button and you'll start stuffing your face with everything because, well, why not just make the most of it for the whole weekend, right? So when we go through this process with our clients, like the very last thing we want to do is restrict their eating. We want the whole point of weight loss should be to eat as much food as humanly possible while still making progress towards your goals. All right, so the first thing we look at is obviously the nutrition. Get them eating enough food, get them eating a higher volume of food that's then going to start to naturally bring their overall calorie intake down by anywhere from 300 to 500. It's probably a good safe amount, all right? Anything lower than that, we would only do for a short period of time before we do a bit of a refeed to get things back up and running again. All right, we want to give them a bit more calories then moving forward. Then from there, we get them walking more, we're getting some steps in, getting them a bit more active day to day because that combined with the food is going to make the biggest difference. All right, it's not, you can't out exercise and a bad diet. So you can't be going to the gym and be like, right, I'm just going to crucify myself in the gym to lose some weight. It's not going to work that way. Right, if you go down that path, then man, you're going to burn yourself out because you're going to have to exercise a lot, especially if your diet's still shit. So let's fix the diet part first. Let's get you moving a bit more in general day to day. Let's get you out walking more, just, you know, generally moving around the house, playing with the kids, doing some housework, whatever it may be. Let's get you focused on that. And then from there, we would then start looking at getting you building some muscle. So getting into the gym and actually lifting some weights or training at home and doing some body weight work. And that's what's going to start that stimulus to start building muscle. The more muscle you have, the faster your metabolism is going to run. You can then start to eat more food again. All right, we could get you eating more food on top of that. So, like I say, man, the very last thing I would want you doing is cutting your calories so low that you're going to get to a point where it's going to cause you problems. Because you'll marry, of course you'll lose weight. Of course you will. All right, of course you'll lose weight. But then as soon as you go and refeed yourself or you stop your diet, like heaven forbid you stop, right? Because this is something that needs you to get into your head. Weight loss isn't a one and done thing. Once you hit your goal, you need to then adjust and keep on going. If you slash your calories down so low, like, what's the next step for you? Like, if you're there, you're going to have to probably increase calories if you want to go and run a race, or if you want to get on stage, you're going to have to increase your calories, which is then going to cause you're going to have to go through a whole new process to start increasing calories again. So let's not take you down that really low point straight off. Let's get you in a nice balanced place where you're eating enough calories for your body to give your body what it needs while still making progress towards your weight loss goals. All right, once you get that in place, you're going to find the whole weight loss journey so, so much easier, I promise. All right, so anyway, that's us for this one, man. I hope that made sense. Like I said, I like to keep these things as simple as I possibly can. I sometimes go off on tangents and start to rabbit a bit, but I hope that did make sense. If you've got any questions, I'd love to hear from you. So either if you're watching this on YouTube, drop me a little comment down below. If you are listening to this on the podcast, either on Spotify or on Apple Podcasts, or one of the other whatever platforms out there, and you can't leave a comment, I don't know if that's a thing you can do or not on podcast, then just jump across to my Instagram at Ian Jack Fitness, connect with me on there, send me a message. I'll be more than happy to help with any questions that you've got. All right, so that is us for this one. If you haven't done so already, please hit that subscribe button, turn on your notifications so you can get notified anytime the next episode drops. I'm going to try and drop one of these every week minimum. Try and maybe do two a week if I can, but definitely once a week at the moment. So make sure you hit that notifications button, make sure you hit subscribe button, and share the love, man. Let's share this to as many people as you can so that we can get this message out to more people and stop the confusion and all the difficulty around about fat loss, because it seriously doesn't have to be as difficult a process as you think it does. It can actually be fairly simple. Doesn't mean it's easy. It can be fairly simple and it can actually be pretty damn enjoyable. All right, so anyway, take care. That's us for this one. Thanks for tuning in. See you in the next one. Cheers.